Chala, Perek Dalib Mishneches, Rabban Gamliel Omer, Shalosh Arotzos L'Chala. There are three lands regarding Chala, three different halachic ramifications of the lands. May Eretz Yisrael v'ad Kiziv, Chala Echos. So from Eretz Yisrael, which means the Rav explains the whole Eretz Yisrael, v'ad Kiziv. Kiziv is a place in the north, and it's like a strip of land that sticks out from Akko to the north of it. And the Olei Bavel, when they came from Bavel, they conquered it. So that's the klal here, is that anytime the klal you saw when we conquered from Bavel, when we came back from Bavel, that's Kedusha Shniyah, and it's Kid Shadla Asad Lava. The Kedusha of Kedusha Shniyah has a din of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Chala Echas. The halacha is, one would be mafresh on the dough, whatever the shear he would need to give, he'd be mafresh one chala and give it to a kohen, and the kohen has to eat it b'tahara. Just like regular challah, because that's regular challah. And it's in Eretz Yisrael. Mi Kiziv yad anar vad amana, but from Kiziv to the Nahar, which is on the side of the east of Kiziv, because Kiziv is a strip that sticks out. So on the east of that, all the way to the east, and also Amana, which is on the west side. And this part is not considered Eretz Yisrael proper, because all this area, it was conquered by the Oli Mitzrayim, but it was not conquered by the Oli Bavel. And behold, the Kedusha Rishonah loy kidsha la'asad lavu. The part that we conquered from Mitzrayim does not have Kedusha. And therefore, the halacha is shtei chalos. You would take two chalos. Why? The Mishnah says, achas la'or va'achas la'kohen. One would be burned, and one was given to a kohen. So the Rav explains the first one is burnt because it's tame from Tumah Eretz Amim, because the Olei Bavel did not conquer it. So the dough became tame. But the second one is eaten, because if we would only burn one, then they would say, you see, that you're allowed to burn Shruma Tahira. They wouldn't realize that really it's tame. But then when you give the second one and it's eaten, they'll put two and two together and realize, well, then why did we burn the first one? And then they'll realize that it had this quasi-status. It really was not part of Eretz Yisrael. Then there's this din that we have to give the second one to a kohen to eat, because we're going to see there's this concept of lo tishokach toras chal, that people shouldn't forget the laws of chal. And the Mishnah Rishon explains that it's not just that. It's that that happens when we actually have a nesina to a kohen. So we have a nesina to a kohen, so that's why we give that second one, besides the fact that we give it that they should realize. But there's also that inyan as well. There has to be a nesina to a kohen. Mishnah continues, shel or yesh lo shir, v'shel kohen ein lo shir. So the one that gets burnt, which sounds like the ikar chala, that's the one that gets burnt. And therefore, since it's the ikar chala, because l'maisa at one point in time, the Rav explains, it was part of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, we're mafresh on that, the proper shir, whether it's 1 in 24, 1 in 48, and so on and so forth. V'shel kohen ein lo shir. But the one that's given to a kohen has no shir, because that's just mamish midivrei sofrim. Mishnah continues, minanar v'yad amon v'lifnim. But once you go outside totally of Eretz Yisrael, so if you're east of the Nahar or west of Amon of Lifnim, means depending on where you're standing, it's all perspective, but it's Lifnim if you're outside. Lifnim means towards you, meaning outside of Eretz Yisrael. So here when you're totally in Chutz La'aretz, shtei chalos, same thing, two chalos, achas la'or ve'achas la'kohen. Again, one's burned. Now here it's a little different, we're going to see, and one is given to a kohen. So the Rav explains that this that we say that it's burned is only in a case where the kohen is mamish tameh. And you cannot find any kohen that even is tar mitvul yom, as we're going to see soon. So one of them is burned, and then the second one, the kohen eats. Now remember, all these kohanim are tameh, that's the case here. And it's a, let's say it's tumas of a bal keri, and he was not tovil. And the reason that the kohen eats the second one is, again, shalai tishokach taras chala miso, that we shouldn't forget. So therefore we give something to the kohen, so we should remember that we're giving chala to a kohen. But now the Mishnah says, shel or ein lo shir. In this case, since the whole thing is midrabanan anyway, it's taurus, it's chutz la'aretz, the one that's burnt has no shir whatsoever. V'shel kohen yesh lo shir, but the one that's given to a kohen does have a shir. And the Rav explains, because since both of them are midivrei sofrim, it's better to increase the amount given to the kohen that's eaten, and not the one that's going to be burnt. U'tful yoim oichla. So the machlek is what this is going on. The Rav actually says, and this is the way I've been saying it, is that the tful yom is going on the one that's given to the fire, meaning achas la'or, when we said it's burnt, I just explained before, that's when he's tummy, that's the only time he's burnt. A tumma, where the tumma came from the body, and he didn't go to the mikvah. However, if he's a tful yom, where he went to the mikvah, let's say the kohen went to the mikvah, but he didn't have hair of shemesh, it didn't become nightfall, there, he would be able to eat it. So the achas la'or, that we just said previously, again, is only when he's mamish tame. But even a tful yom, the cool is that even a tful yom wouldn't be la'or. It would just be one to a kohen. So in other words, if you have kohanim that are totally tahar, or even if they're just a tful yom, there wouldn't even be achas la'or. It would just be achas la'kohen. The taitch of achas la'or is only a kohen that's tame. And he didn't even go to the mikvah. Rabbi Yaisi, Eino Tzarech Tefillah. And the Rav explains that a Baal carries mutter to eat challah of chutz la'aretz, even if he doesn't go to the mikvah. And the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. Now, the way the Rav explains this, the next part is going according to everybody. Vasur lazavim lazavis lanida v'le'yodos. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, he would matir zavim and zavis if they go to the mikvah. So this is going on the Tanakama, that one cannot give chalas chutz la'aretz to zavim zavis, nida and yodos. But it can be put with a non-kohen on the table, and we don't make gzeira that we're afraid that the non-kohen is going to eat it. So a kohen can sit with a non-kohen and put this challah of chutz la'aretz on the table, and we're not worried, we don't make gzeira. And you can give it to every kohen, and the Rav says, whether he's a kohen that's a chover, or whether he's a kohen that's an ama aretz. The Rav brings another shita that it doesn't mean you can give it to an amoritz. Rather, it's whether or not a kohen takes upon himself to eat chulin betar, or a kohen that takes upon himself that he does not eat chulin betar, but that's dafka chulin. But this, chal of chutz la'aretz, even if he's a kohen that does not take upon himself to eat chulin betar, you can still give him chal of chutz la'aretz. I guess because when it comes to chal of chutz la'aretz, we're not afraid.